a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have an overcast sky, 43 degrees. KSL's top story. Breaking news, we're hearing an update about the Provo police officer who was shot yesterday afternoon. His colleagues are saying Officer John Osegura is pretty cheerful and he's doing well. He's awake. He's had surgery after being shot twice and getting hit with some shrapnel to his head. Officer Osegura is expected to have a quick recovery. KSL News Time 401. Should your employer be able to demand that you get the COVID vaccine? KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz reports one bill moving through the Utah Senate says no, your boss shouldn't be able to hold your job over your head.
Lawmakers have okayed an early vote on a bill that wouldn't allow your employer to require you get a vaccine unless you work in a healthcare setting where you have significant risk of exposure to disease and spreading it. Some lawmakers question whether the bill would affect large companies like Delta, who could require it, and companies who send employees to and from Utah.
The bill's sponsor says he's going to continue to work on the language before a final Senate vote. As more people get vaccinated, Utah grows closer to herd immunity. Intermountain Healthcare doctor Mark Breesocker says in the past 3 months, 180,000 people have gotten the virus. 750,000 vaccine doses have been administered.
Those two numbers alone gets you to about 30% of the population. That's a really great place to be in.
He says we're probably closer to 40 or 50% immune when factoring in for symptomatic individuals who were never diagnosed with the virus. An FDA advisory panel has cleared the way for approval of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the advisory panel today recommending emergency use authorization for the vaccine. The president's chief medical advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says the U.S. now has three effective COVID-19 vaccines with even more candidates in the trial phase.
The bottom line is that the more vaccines that have high efficacy that we can get into play, the better there is.
The FDA is expected to grant Johnson & Johnson's vaccine final approval this week. A grim warning from the head of the CDC. She says the decline in COVID cases the U.S. has seen over the past few weeks appears to be leveling off. Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the seven-day averages for new cases and deaths actually ticked up this week.
Cases, hospital admissions, and deaths all remain very high, and the recent shift in the pandemic must be taken extremely seriously.
Dr. Walensky says with mass vaccination so close to becoming a reality, now is not the time for people to relax. The U.S. intelligence community has concluded the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia approved the assassination of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Chair of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, is calling on the Biden administration to distance itself from the Crown Prince.
The Crown Prince does have blood on his hands. He is responsible for the murder and dismemberment of a U.S. resident, a journalist.
The State Department today imposing sanctions against 76 Saudi officials. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
After the U.S. Capitol riot, more than 300 people have now been arrested. The acting deputy attorney general on the case says the investigation's moving quickly, and everyone who needs to be held responsible will be. A man who police say stabbed his daughter in the foot because he thought someone else was in bed with his wife now faces a felony abuse charge. Michael Francisco Rodriguez Vega was arrested early Wednesday morning after police say he began stabbing the bed where his wife and infant daughter were sleeping. Police say he'd been up drinking and thought someone else was in bed with her. KSL News Time 404. Weekend storms are on the way, but meteorologists don't believe they'll pack the punch our water picture needs. But it will make skiers happy. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
This is what weather watchers call a skier's delight. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service say there will be about 8 to 16 inches of powder on most of the northern Utah mountains, but it's going to be the light and fluffy stuff with only about a half inch to an inch of water in that snow. After the last storm system, Utah was roughly 80% of normal snowpack, and this storm isn't really expected to change that.
Meteorologists say another storm could hit in the middle of the week, but it's not expected to bring a lot of water either. Two high school teachers from the Canyon School District will be flying aboard a NASA observatory and bringing those science lessons back to their students. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
Cleve Castleton from Hillcrest and Milo Maughan from Corner Canyon were chosen to be NASA Airborne Astronomy Ambassadors. They'll fly aboard the SOFIA Observatory during the coming school year. Castleton says the students will get to come along virtually.
While I'm on the aircraft, my students will be able to watch what I'm doing, which is really cool. And then once I get back, NASA has a curriculum that they've developed.
SOFIA is a modified 747 that carries a 100-inch telescope. Castleton says he wants to teach the students about how infrared light is used in astronomy. Dan Bomas, KSL News Radio.
The Utah House has passed a bill to designate a new state park. Utah Raptor State Park would be in Dalton Wells Quarry in Grand County. It's the spot where the Utah Raptors' first fossils were found. The bill would spend $10 million to establish the park and fund new amenities like a campground, restrooms, trails, and more. KSL News Time 406, Ricky Meese is here. Quick check on traffic.
Yeah, we've got trouble. This is going to be southbound I-15 in Murray at the I-215 junction. That's the south interchange. We have a crash involving multiple vehicles blocking three right and center lanes of traffic. Delays are stacking quickly. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up, there's talk about boycotting Coca-Cola on Facebook. The company is supposedly racist against white people. Hang on, folks. I wouldn't take a Facebook post at face value, so I did the deep dive for the truth, found out for myself. Stay here. My minute of news is next.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.